live across the sunny coast.
Chuck a belt around it. Bob's your uncle. You're good to go.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Caloundra Community Board. Just over a day ago, Emma posted. She says, help me find Henry. We talked a little bit about it on yesterday's show. Emma joins us this afternoon. G'day, Emma.
Hello, how you going?
Emma, we're well, thank you. We're so glad that you've come on our radio show because this post you put up was in search of someone who could potentially be the love of your life.
Yeah.
And Tazzy and I love.
We
okay?
do.
We want to be the ones to help you find your knight in shining armour.
We want a little bit of credit when you guys are getting married, you see. We could be your MCs.
You definitely could.
Now tell us all about what happened to you the other day.
Oh, so I pulled up at the beach. It's my regular beach where I walk my dog, and I'm actually selling my car at the moment. So I pulled up and I put my for sale sign up in the windscreen, and this guy was standing at the showers right in front of me, basically. And he was like, oh, how much are you selling your car for? And asking me all these questions, and we got chatting. And he apparently used to own the same type of car, so he was curious. And we got chatting. We're chatting for ages about, like, his, you know, from Melbourne, and he's living up here at the moment, helping his parents renovate their house at Golden Beach. And really enjoyed the conversation, but my dog was really anxious to get onto the beach. He'd been waiting all day. So I actually cut the conversation shorter than what I would have liked to. And as I was walking down the beach, I was like, man, I really wish that I had got his number. Like, it'd be cool to go out and have more of a chat, have a drink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what happened.
All right. And so then you've gotten home, you've regretted not getting his number, you've gone onto the Caloundra Community Board and you've posted saying, we need to hashtag find Henry because I love this man. In other words, but that's the spin I'm putting on.
I didn't say I love him. I didn't say that. That's a bit creepy. But no, like, I thought he was great. I thought it was really nice. And I was like, oh, surely somebody knows Henry. And like, you just never know, you know, maybe a neighbor will see this post or a friend of the parents or something. Like, he's only new to the community, so I don't think he would know many people, but maybe somebody knows his parents who are renovating their home and know that their son's helping. So I was like, you know, someone's got to know. So why not? Give it a try. Maybe we can find Henry. Maybe we won't. And maybe he'll be interested in having a drink with me, and maybe he won't be, but
I'm sure he will be.
So, Emma, you've had hundreds of comments on your post. You've had hundreds of likes and shares, and people are really trying to get around this hashtag find Henry. What do we know about him? So when everybody's listening, so what do we know about him? What are we looking for?
All right, so let's start with what he looks like. He's about 6 foot, tanned, pretty fit guy. He has like dark, light brown short hair, and he had a beard as well, but it was short. He surfs on a turquoise coloured surfboard, which is quite unusual, which I really liked. That's one of my favourite colours. So I was like, sweet. And he lives in Melbourne, but he's been up here since around December. Helping his parents renovate their house at Golden Beach.
Now, the him living in Melbourne part, as someone who was in a long-distance relationship for 2 years, it's not fun. Are you sure you'd want to enter into long-disty, or are you moving to Melbourne, Emma?
Yeah, look, I've already bought a house as of a few years ago. No, not really. He actually mentioned he's thinking of moving up here. So,
oh, good.
Like, if he was just going back to Melbourne, I'd be like, all right, sweet as, see you later, but he's looking at moving up. So I was like, okay, well, you know, worth looking into, I guess.
Oh, perfect.
So if anybody knows Henry or knows parents of someone that has a Henry staying and they're renovating a house in Golden Beach, where exactly did you see him, Emma?
I saw him down at Bellinger Beach, which is near Kurrumundi.
Yeah, cool. Mm. So if you see a turquoise surfboard there, go up, see if his name's Henry and get him to call the show. We will put you in touch. Emma, thank you for getting on our show, and let's hope we can hashtag find Henry.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Emma.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.